You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Federal student loans. Would you like to lower your student loan payments or possibly have a portion of your loans forgiven? With Federal Student Loan Services, you may qualify for the government's income-based program, which means you could pay as little as $5 per month. If you're behind, late, or even if you're in default on your federal student loans, we can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment and cut your payments right away. Federal Student Loan Services provides student loan relief, getting you relief from your federal student loans fast, no matter how much you owe. Call our established student aid toll-free assistance line right now at 800-669-0290. Once qualified, we can fix your student loan problems guaranteed, and there is no credit check. Call 800-669-0290 now. We've helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loans. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-669-0290. Again, 800-669-0290.
Officials say two teens who lost limbs in separate shark attacks off the coast of North Carolina yesterday were in waist-deep water when they were attacked. Bystanders were quick to help and may have saved their lives.
That was the biggest concern with these patients was the blood loss. And without that, we would have had a different outcome.
That was Brunswick County Emergency Services Director Brian Watts. The 12-year-old girl and 16-year-old boy are in critical condition. Each lost one arm. A tropical storm could be headed toward Texas. There is a low-pressure system near the Yucatan Peninsula.
I have seen some of the forecasts. I think maximum amounts of totals over the next few days of as high as 5 to 6 inches are possible.
That was Richard Pash from the National Hurricane Center. Meanwhile, officials in Mexico are preparing for Tropical Storm Carlos, which is off the coast of Acapulco. Schools are closed in that area, and shelters have been set up. This is USA Headline News.
Lumber Liquidators has one of the best selections of top quality hardwood floors, and now we've got them for less with deals on over 400 gorgeous styles, including some of our most popular floors, like pre-finished gunstock oak. It's one of our best-selling hardwoods, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get stylish wide plank hardwood. This week, 3/4-inch solid hardwood is an incredible 32% less than other stores. Get pre-finished hardwood from 49 cents. Plus, pay no interest until September 2016. For the flooring styles you want at a price you deserve, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Rachel Dolezal's parents want the activist to come clean as they hope to reconcile with her. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
The parents of Rachel Dolezal say she's white and has falsely passed herself off as black for years.
Tell the truth. Always be honest.
Her father, Larry, tells NBC's Today Show that's something he and wife, Ruth Ann, taught all their children.
We love her and we hope that she will come to a place where she knows and believes and speaks the truth.
Rachel's mom adds,
we hope that Rachel will get the help that she needs to deal with her identity issues.
A protest calling for the leader of the Spokane, Washington chapter of the NAACP to step down is set for tonight. I'm Matt Small.
Hillary Clinton is distancing herself from President Obama over a contentious trade proposal, encouraging the president to address concerns raised by congressional Democrats and negotiate a better deal with 11 Pacific Rim nations. The Democratic presidential hopeful told Iowa Democrats yesterday that Obama should seek more concessions as a way to improve the Trans-Pacific Partnership and suggested she drive a harder bargain than Obama. Today, she is campaigning in New Hampshire. The UN chief is calling for a halt to fighting in Yemen at the beginning of Ramadan, which starts later this week, as the world body launches talks aimed at brokering peace. The talks in Geneva are expected to last 2 or 3 days, and the final delegations will arrive later today. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And let's see, it looks like the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 82 degrees. I don't know where my glasses are so I can see to read this. Here they are. This afternoon, we're looking at a 50% chance of thunderstorms. Tonight, a 40% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 71. And on Tuesday, a 50% chance of heavy rain with a high of 88. Tuesday night looks like it's going to be clear with a low of 63. Okay, we're back, or we're here. This is, this is usually Dave Disney's hour.
Was that Don Ho and the Hawaiian guitars?
No, that was Sancho and Johnny.
Oh, okay.
Years ago, their father, I know this story, their father wanted these kids to play musical instruments, and he joined World War II, and he was in Hawaii or something and heard the steel guitars and said, that's what my kids should play. And he wrote a letter home to his wife and said, get those for them. And these guys started doing it. They were pretty big in the 60s. You wouldn't remember that.
Yeah, you know, they were big in the 60s, yeah.
I can remember. I had a bunch of kids in here from, what's the school that's connected to the high school?
I know it. The Votech school.
Yeah, I can't think of the name suddenly.
I can't think of the name of it for a while.
And they said to me, why do you play that? And I said, well, I can think back to being in high school and dancing at a sock hop.
Oh, yeah.
With Sandy Brown to this song.
Whoa.
And I said, I don't know where Sandy Brown is, but if you're out there listening, call me. But she never called. Anyway, this is Richard G. We're sitting in. This is Dave Disney's hour, but Dave Disney is on medical leave, so we're sitting in here.
Oh.
And I got my friend Bill Tucker with me. And I've got an old friend who contacted me this weekend, Marissa, who used to sit. Marissa, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Get a little closer to the mic.
Is this good?
Yes, that's good.
All right.
You're
make
good.
Make the mic closer to her. Or,
yeah, move the mic closer to you or whatever.
We'll do that. There we
go. All right. And Marissa sat in here for maybe about a year.
Yeah, I remember. It was a really good time. I miss it.
Well, good. You can come back anytime.
Awesome.
You can come back anytime. You can be here anytime you want. I still do a show on Tuesdays from 4 to 6, so if you want to come by tomorrow.
Okay, that sounds good.
You can sit in. We're going to have a women's choir. Some women's choir is going to come in and do a little performance.
Oh, wow.
And then after that, we've got Joe Peters who talks about real estate. But that's what the show tomorrow is. Anyway, we're here. Bill and I used to do a show down at WDVR, which he dubbed Two Guys Talking About Absolutely Nothing.
Absolutely Nothing.
And that's basically what it was. We just started talking about certain things, news things. Now, Marissa wants to be a journalist, and she wants to be the best journalist there is. That's exactly what she told me in an email.
Well, yeah. I want to be in the Middle East reporting as a reporter on air and stuff.
Nothing like living dangerous.
No kidding.
Yeah.
But if you're going to be something, I don't know why you wouldn't want to be the best, so that's good.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right idea.
I was going to be like, I wanted to be a scientist, astrophysicist.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that, I really wanted to choose journalism over that because I've been watching the news since I was little, and my mom's never censored me from anything on the news, especially when 9/11 hit, and everything, I was just watching everything unfold, and it was very...
Now, you were fairly young when that happened.
Oh, yeah. I was only 9.
Yeah.
The
Sunday after 9/11, we took a bunch of kids that was already scheduled to go to Dorney Park. Dorney Park was vacant. Nobody was there. And we took these kids, and one of the little boys looked up and saw a jet flying over. He goes, oh, no, there's a jet up there. So,
oh
no,
my gosh.
You don't have to worry. That's a passenger jet. They're heading for Kennedy or whatever. But don't have to worry about that. But yeah, and he was a smaller kid, and he was very nervous.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
I do believe it.
So you watch the news a lot.
Yeah, pretty much every day.
I think Bill does too, and so do I.
I do. I get more and more tired of news, but yes.
Yeah.
It's what I do, so.
Yeah, well, you know, it was what I used to do, but you get into a habit of it. I get up every morning, get on my treadmill, and put Today on, or MSNBC, and just watch. Because I hate the fact that Today sometimes does music. Come on, you're a news program. My wife keeps saying, no, they're an entertainment program.
They are. They're morning entertainment. ABC, CBS.
Yeah, so today. So I might put MSNBC on with a Scarborough, Joe Scarborough.
Yep.
And Mika Brzezinski.
Brzezinski.
Yeah.
Who was her dad?
I can't think of his first name. But
he was Secretary of State. Yeah.
Yeah. So she was raised in a family and a lot of, and sometimes she comes across better than Joe does, but but it's interesting to watch. And he has a certain point of views that he says, and yeah, whether I agree with him or not, that's fine. But I get on my treadmill and I walk on it and I look in the news or I listen to the news. I don't know, is there any big stories out there that are bothering you right now?
There's a Syria and Turkey border with people who are coming in from Syria, and they are coming into Turkey through the border, and there are about 2,000, I think I read, still in Syria when they closed the border.
What are they, refugees trying to get out of the country?
Yeah.
What do you know about that, Bill?
Nothing except that there's a tremendous refugee problem. And the same way to the south, too. They've got similar and same issues in Jordan as they have up in Turkey.
And the shame of that is we live in this country where we got homes and stuff. These people had to always have to leave everything and just go.
Well, these are war refugees.
Yeah. Yeah.
These are refugees from Syria's Assad. They're refugees from the ISIS. They're refugees from, they're, you know, there's a whole, it's a region in deep, long-seated conflict. And, you know.
And the interesting thing about this whole region, it's all been around for so long because it was part of the Bible, a lot of these places.
Oh, well, yeah. Well,
this is where everything
happened.
But not
like this.
No, not like this, but where everything happened was right in these. If you listen to any of these, I listen to a lot of History Channel stuff when I'm drawing. And I've been listening to a lot of this untold Bible stuff, which is really interesting. Mm-hmm. But they'll say, well, that took place in what's known as Iran now. You know,
right.
and it all took place right there. All the starts of everything. And all the major three religions, basically.
Well, the seat of civilization, some think the seat of mankind is in that region.
Sure.
So it's fascinating, and it's complex. And
it is.
I have no idea how any of that's ever going to get worked out because there's so many people so deeply committed to making sure other people die because they don't believe like they do that it's just kind of it's insane. It's a really difficult issue.
Okay, with that, I got to take a break. I'll be right back after these messages.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
For too long in America, we've been putting off funding infrastructure, saying we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But on August 1st, 2007, hundreds of vehicles tried crossing the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and disaster struck. The I-35 bridge collapsed. 13 people were killed, 145 were injured, and traffic was obstructed for over a year. It didn't have to happen. Years before, inspectors had rated the bridge structurally deficient, but they were ignored. In New Jersey, we have 479 bridges carrying 8.2 million vehicles a day that are rated worse, and we can't afford to ignore that. As of June 30th, the state's Transportation Trust Fund will be empty. We need to replenish it so that our roads and bridges can be fixed and future problems prevented. And we can. Go to forwardnewjersey.com to find out how. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel, iron.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. their tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to forwardnewjersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
And we're back. This is Richard G. I'm sitting in for Dave Disney, who is out on medical leave. And I'm sitting here with my friend Bill Tucker and my friend Marissa. Marissa, I've forgotten your last name.
Galvanic.
Galvanic, that's right. And Marissa used to sit in with me all the time for about a year.
Yeah.
You were at my shows. And Marissa is studying to be a journalist at RVCC. Which
Very
is
good.
And Bill Tucker used to pretend to be a journalist.
I did.
Yeah.
He did.
And he got away
Once
with
upon
it.
Once a time, people and thought I was.
Yeah, and he got
people
away with it.
Believe me.
He got away with
it's
it.
It's awesome.
But Bill also started out, I don't know if you know this, Marissa, he started out in radio.
Yep.
Wow.
In a station in Texas.
A little station in Texas that no longer exists.
Yeah.
And then one other station I worked at down in Texas, I think is still around, but I'm not entirely sure, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, I was watching, or I was listening to while I was drawing, a biography thing of Clint Eastwood. And he was talking about the first movie that he ever directed, which was Play Misty for Me.
Mm.
And and you have a story about that.
Oh, I do, yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard of this movie. It's about a woman who calls into a DJ and is obsessed with the DJ.
She stalks him.
And stalks him.
And he works on an overnight shift in a radio station. So he's by himself in the radio
And she would
station.
Call in and say, play Misty for me.
That was her request. She would call in for her request would be she would get the
But in her mind, they were having a love affair.
Yes.
But they
In his mind, he was starting to get a little worried.
Yeah. Well, tell the story.
No. So I worked the FM radio station I worked in, KSHN, in Sherman, Texas, was out. The station itself was out in the middle of a field. There was nothing around, and I worked late nights and overnights. And there was another guy who did the same thing. We sort of split those hours and those shifts during the course of the week. James was his name.
Okay.
And James had a girlfriend who thought she was really funny. And so this movie came out. They went to see the movie. He was a little unnerved by it. He was like a year older than me. So he was like, he was in college. He was working. And he was like a little like creeped out by it and everything. So one night he was working, and at like 12 o'clock at night, she called the radio station. These are the days before there was caller ID, so you couldn't.
Yeah,
you had no idea who was calling the station, and so she called in, and he picked up the phone and said KSHN, and she went play Misty for me, and it totally creeped him out. He was like terrified. He said he put a record on and went and made sure everything was locked,
so nobody
could get into the radio station.
When I used to do the 9 to midnight show down at WDVR.
Yeah.
Somebody called in, what a sexy voice, play Misty for me,
oh.
And just hung up. And that was a joke, I know.
You have idea who it was?
But no. All night I kept saying, whoever that was that wanted to play Misty, call me back.
Please call me back.
And I got more people calling in saying, do you really want?
Do you really want that, pal?
And the next week when I came in, I said, last week a woman called me and wanted me to play Misty. If you're listening...
I brought the record in.
Call me again, will you? No, I never did.
No,
I don't know
so
who
fun.
Set it up. I never found out who did.
That's very good.
But if you've seen the movie, it gets really creepy. She really stalks him.
She stalks him. It gets to be dangerous.
Yes.
It gets to be really dangerous.
And in her mind, they're having a love affair when there's nothing going on. But she's
but
made
because,
it all up.
You know, it's interesting because the basis of the movie is based in fact. The truth is that people who listen to radio have a very distinct personal connection with the people that they listen
exactly.
to on the radio.
Exactly.
Because the person that they're listening to, they can fill in all kinds of gaps in personality. They can make you or me look remarkably handsome incredibly intelligent and completely obviously detached from any reality concerning either one of us, but they've got that in their mind. So then they have a relationship. People have relationships with people on the radio all of the time. That's what makes the medium so unique.
I think it's so much more at night. When I did the all-night show down at WDVR.
Yeah.
There were certain people that called all the time.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And you talked to them. And I did meet one of the women once who said, it's really funny how a person doesn't look anything like his voice.
See? No, it's totally true.
I thought, oh, well, thank you.
It's totally true. I did have a stalker one time, though. There was a woman who used to call in. And she didn't just call me. She called all the other guys, all the other DJs at the radio station. And she would hang on to the radio. Or, excuse me, hang on to the phone. Mm-hmm. You'd call, you'd answer, you'd say, hi, this is so-and-so, and you'd talk for a couple of minutes. You'd go, look, I got to go. I got a radio show to do here, because this was a small radio station, so I was at a third-class radio engineer's license. I had things to
sure.
It was like being I had commercials to cut. Yeah. I had all kinds of stuff
like
to do.
It was like being at WDVR.
Yeah. It's like I had 15 things
or
to do.
Here.
And I would put it on hold, right? So, you know, whoever was there would put her on hold. And the light would just keep blinking, and you'd think after a while, you'd think, oh, I forgot to hang the phone up. I guess you would pick it up and say hello, and she'd go, hey. And she'd be like waiting there. And now she used to call me all the time, and it was a little weirder because it was nighttime.
Yeah.
And she would hang onto the phone, and I'd be like, I need to go. I got to go. Really, I need to go away now. And she'd be like, no, it's okay. It's okay. And so I'd put her on hold. I'd come back. And then one time she calls in and she tells me, oh, you know what? You're just so wonderful. I bet I know what kind of car you drive. And I'm like, you don't know what kind of car I drive. And she goes, I bet it's powder blue. Well, my car was powder blue. And I was just like, no, it's not my car. I would never drive a powder blue car. And I'm like thinking, I need to get off the radio.
Yeah.
I need to get out of this station right now. It was like crazy.
I did a couple shows because at WDVR you had to work whether it's a holiday or what. I did Thanksgiving. Well, one show I was doing all night, and I was saying, I'm going to be out of here in about a half hour. I'm going out for breakfast. And somebody called and said, want to come over to our house? We're having sausage and eggs.
You can
just stop
coffee.
Over and have some. I said, no, I was only teasing about the breakfast. But one Thanksgiving, I said, well, I missed the Thanksgiving meal. And Jethro, who used to do a show.
Yeah, sure.
Jethro's wife called and said, well, Jethro's coming in. Should I send some food in with
him? Say yes, do that. Except Jethro's real thin, so I don't know.
Well, Jethro, you know, has kidney problems.
Ooh, okay.
And he's on dialysis.
Yep, got a friend of mine.
And he's looking for he's on the list to get a kidney transplant. So, yeah, the last time I saw Jethro's a really nice guy, and last time I saw him, he was really thin.
Yeah, he's a thin dude.
But he's a nice guy. He's a really nice guy, and he loves Bob Dylan. He used to play it. He still does. Plays a lot of Bob Dylan. And getting Dylan back on the air at WDVR is not easy, because when Frank and Ginny were alive, they thought, they thought the Eagles was a heavy metal band.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, what is it?
There they were when Joe Walsh joined them. But
well, Joe Walsh, they before that, they were country. And then Joe Walsh joined them. Yeah, I can't say it today. But the thing is, anything that had a long guitar riff, that was heavy metal to them.
Mm.
And Hotel California goes on and on and on.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
on,
with
on,
a guitar
on.
Riff. And they said,
well, that is okay. Well, but that's got kind of a rock. That's got a serious rock vibe to it.
But
know?
I would not call it heavy metal.
Well, I wouldn't call it heavy metal.
But, well, that was, and unfortunately now Frank has passed away.
Yeah.
Frank is gone. He was the guy that started the station. His wife died 4 years before him. So the station's in kind of flux right now. I don't know where they're going to go from. They're trying to keep it exactly the same kind of format. I've talked to a few people. In fact, when the Surgeonsville Inn was burning down, Carla sent me an email at 4 in the morning and said, I hope you don't have artwork at the Surgeonsville Inn because it's on fire.
And you did.
I did.
You did.
And I finally, when I got up, it was 5 o'clock or so, and I emailed back and said, how bad? And she said, well, we've been worried about sparks coming over here and landing on the roof here.
Yeah.
But we've been okay, but it's pretty much destroyed.
Yeah. Although it's starting to come back. I got my fingers crossed. I loved giving them my business. I liked Surgeonsville Inn tremendously. So
Joe and Lisa were terrific people. They were always extremely nice to me. So I hope and what Joe did is he got jobs for all these people at other restaurants.
Oh, that's great.
So they're all working. And that also hopefully ensures that they'll come back to him when he gets open.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can't argue with that. He got people jobs. It's just him and Lisa that aren't
working right now. Although I hear he does these little pop-up events down there in the parking lot.
I think
a couple of weeks ago he showed up and was selling the tomato soup, which anybody who is in association with the inn
somebody on Saturday at the art show told me about that.
Yeah.
And said, boy, I had that tomato bisque. That was great.
No, he just said, but it's funny. They have a little pop-up. A couple of weeks ago, I was upstate New York camping. And I got a text from a buddy of mine who lives not far from there going, get over to the Surgeonsville Inn now. They're in the parking lot selling.
That lower parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where they usually do the 4th of July thing, too.
Yeah. And so they sold out the Save the Inn t-shirts. They were saving Save the Inn t-shirts and doing the tomato bisque. And so, boom. Gone.
Okay. I got to take a break for the news. Marissa, you're going to hang around, right?
Yeah.
You're not going anywhere.
No, I'm not.
You're not going to Syria yet.
No, not yet.
Not for at least another half hour. We'll be right back after the news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The woman accused of helping two killers escape from a New York prison appeared in court today. Joyce Mitchell allegedly gave David Sweat and Richard Matt contraband and was supposed to drive the getaway car but backed out. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says there will be zero tolerance for any state employee who aided in the escape.
If an employee was facilitating or an accomplice to this escape, they will be fully prosecuted.
The killers are still on the run. Jeb Bush is set to launch his presidential campaign this afternoon. The 62-year-old former Florida governor is expected to downplay his surname and focus on his experience. He released a web video earlier.
What we need is new leadership that takes conservative principles and applies them so that people can rise up. America's best days are in front of us, and we are going to lead the world.
He will deliver a speech later at Miami-Dade College. This is USA Headline News.
Do you have federal student loans? Would you like to lower your student loan payments? Or possibly have a portion of your loans forgiven? With Federal Student Loan Services, you may qualify for the government's income-based program, which means you could pay as little as $5 per month. If you're behind, late, or even if you're in default on your federal student loans, we can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment and cut your payments right away. Federal Student Loan Services provides student loan relief, getting you relief from your federal student loans fast, no matter how much you owe. Call our established student aid toll-free assistance line right now at 800-669-0290. Once qualified, we can fix your student loan problems guaranteed, and there is no credit check. Call 800-669-0290 now. We've helped thousands of people just like you fix their student loans. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 800-669-0290. Again, 800-669-0290.
Officials say two teens who lost limbs in separate shark attacks off the coast of North Carolina yesterday were in waist-deep water when they were attacked. Bystanders were quick to help and may have saved their lives.
That was the biggest concern with these patients was the blood loss. And without that, we would have had a different outcome.
That was Brunswick County Emergency Services Director Brian Watts. The 12-year-old girl and 16-year-old boy are in critical condition. Each lost one arm. A tropical storm could be headed toward Texas. There is a low-pressure system near the Yucatan Peninsula.
I have seen some of the forecasts. I think maximum amounts of totals over the next few days of as high as 5 to 6 inches are possible.
That was Richard Pasch from the National Hurricane Center. Meanwhile, officials in Mexico are preparing for Tropical Storm Carlos, which is off the coast of Acapulco. Schools are closed in that area and shelters have been set up.
This is USA Headline News.
Lumber Liquidators has one of the best selections of top quality hardwood floors, and now we've got them for less with deals on over 400 gorgeous styles, including some of our most popular floors, like pre-finished gunstock oak. It's one of our best-selling hardwoods, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get stylish wide plank hardwood. This week, 3/4-inch solid hardwood is an incredible 32% less than other stores. Get pre-finished hardwood from 49 cents. Plus, pay no interest until September 2016. For the flooring styles you want at a price you deserve, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Rachel Dolezal's parents want the activist to come clean as they hope to reconcile with her. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
The parents of Rachel Dolezal say she's white and has falsely passed herself off as black for years.
Tell the truth. Always be honest.
Her father, Larry, tells NBC's Today Show that's something he and wife, Ruth Ann, taught all their children.
We love her and we hope that she will come to a place where she knows and believes and speaks the truth.
Rachel's mom adds,
we hope that Rachel will get the help that she needs to deal with her identity issues.
A protest calling for the leader of the Spokane, Washington chapter of the NAACP to step down is set for tonight. I'm Matt Small.
Hillary Clinton is distancing herself from President Obama over a contentious trade proposal, encouraging the president to address concerns raised by congressional Democrats and negotiate a better deal with 11 Pacific Rim nations. The Democratic presidential hopeful told Iowa Democrats yesterday that Obama should seek more concessions as a way to improve the Trans-Pacific Partnership and suggested she drive a harder bargain than Obama. Today, she is campaigning in New Hampshire. The UN chief is calling for a halt to fighting in Yemen at the beginning of Ramadan, which starts later this week, as the world body launches talks aimed at brokering peace. The talks in Geneva are expected to last 2 or 3 days, and the final delegations will arrive later today. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And let's see, the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 83 degrees. Today we're looking at a 50% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 85. Tonight, a 40% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 71. And on Tuesday, a 50% chance of heavy rain with a high of 88. And it looks like Tuesday night it's going to clear out. And if you can believe the forecast, Wednesday's supposed to be a sunny day with a high of 83. This is Richard G. I'm sitting in for Dave Disney. And I'm here with my friends, my two friends, Bill Tucker and Marissa. And actually, I invited Marissa to come in because Marissa's studying to be a journalist or wants to be a journalist and is over at RVCC. And I thought it'd be good if she met Bill Tucker, who has pretended to be a journalist all his life.
Exactly. And who would really, really encourage Marissa not to be a journalist.
And he's fooled all these people. No, no. It's like me. I pretended to be a graphic designer.
But you could everybody. At least actually draw. So, well, I mean, you know, but
I fooled everybody. I got away with it. Now I'm retired. But actually, only kidding. Bill was with CNN for quite a few years.
It was.
Yeah, won a few awards.
I won a few awards. I won a Peabody. Won an Emmy. Yeah, I won a couple of things. So, yes. But, you know, my problem with journalism now is that people really aren't that interested in journalism anymore. People are really interested in opinions. And the whole world of the internet is, nothing but an endless field of opinions. And depending on, you know, who you read or who you look at last, you could be convinced that we're either on the cusp of infinite, you know, destruction, or we're standing here at the precipice of a bright new dawn where everything is going to be sure. wonderful. You know, it's like, you know.
And Marissa, what you want to do is just report the news, right?
Yeah, I want to be like at the scenes.
But you want to be able to tell the story.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And in a way, and I think Bill will agree with me, the news is almost like gossip.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because you're telling, oh, guess what happened down the street today?
Yeah, I don't want to argue that too much, no.
You know, and you're just, but you're filling people in. When I was a little kid, I never wanted to watch the news. Oh, that's boring. Now I'm watching the news. Well, I lived it for a lot of years, but I watch it all the time. And I'm always interested in who's doing what and where they're going. And I'm not real happy that the election stuff is starting already, because that gets really boring after a while. But
it gets really boring after a while. Oh,
you know, it's starting too early.
But that's because everybody believes, right or wrong, they believe that you have to talk about politics or people won't pay attention. So every year we talk about politics earlier and earlier and earlier and earlier. We're a year and a half.
I know.
A year and a half away from a presidential election. We're a good year away from a campaign. We're at least a year, if not more, from a campaign.
Sure.
You know? So that it's – that's what I don't like. There are lots and lots of issues out there that could be discussed. Yeah, a lot of them are pretty serious issues that need to be talked about and discussed. But nobody wants to talk – Nobody in the news wants to do it because they believe, hey, you know what? If Marissa starts talking about this stuff, nobody's going to pay attention.
Sure.
No, we need to talk about politics because people care about politics.
I was going to tell you, you're talking about war refugees. There, you know, I've always been a movie buff. There's a good movie and with Bruce Willis, which is surprising, but it's called Tears of the Sun. And it's about they send in an extraction team into Nigeria because there's a revolution going on, and they need to get this French doctor out, woman doctor, and three missionaries. And they all want to get to Cameroon. If they get across the border of Cameroon, there's a big refugee place there. And throughout most of the movie, they're being chased by this army of whoever the revolutionaries are in this thing. But it's an interesting movie because they basically point out that there's people that are stuck in this situation.
Right.
You know, it's not just a war movie where you see one army and another army. They're trying to transport all these people with little kids and stuff and get them to that refugee camp in Cameroon. And the deal is, supposedly, the U.S. can't come in and do anything because it would be considered an act of aggression. They could land these guys in and get this person out, but they can't send any planes in to support them or stuff. So it's a real interesting movie. It's called Tears of the Sun. You can probably get it on that. I know you can get it on Netflix, but you can get it in various places. But it's an interesting thing, and I've watched it two or three times only because it really points out how terrible it is for people, citizens of a country, to be stuck in the middle of a situation.
Well, yeah, it's like a good story is about people.
Yeah, and this one is, even though you think Bruce Willis the big action hero. He's pretty low key in this, but the great thing that they're pointing out is, and he wants to just extract the doctor and said, "Come on, you're going to go." The missionary said, "We're not moving. We'll stay." He said, "Well, that's up to you, but doctor, you're going to go." And she says, "I won't go without my people." He just wanted to pick her up, and the helicopter is going to come and get him. So then they decided to trek it to Cameroon, and they're being chased.
I think I've seen this movie. Actually, the more you talk about it, the more the scenes sound familiar. I think I've seen it. It is a good movie.
Tears of the Sun. I just thought it just showed what the common person gets caught in when there's all this stuff is going on around them. And, you know, most of these people just want to just live their life. They don't want to be, you know, I want to just go home and do this or do whatever, you know? So those are the things you got to report on when you become a reporter. And when I see you on NBC, I'm going to say, I knew Marissa.
Oh, right.
I knew Marissa. But then when I contact you, you better talk to me.
I will, I promise.
Because I think you're going to do okay.
Thanks. I'm a little nervous, but...
Well, you know, if you... And Bill, if you're not nervous, then it's not worth it.
No.
Yeah. You got to be nervous. It means it's worthwhile to you.
Definitely.
Yeah. And just stick with it.
I will.
Stick with it. It's sometimes, and Bill, back me up on this. There's days you go, oh, I don't know. But just, yeah, you know, how many times?
A lot of days.
Yeah. I'm not sure about this. Just stick with it. And, you know, stick to your convictions.
All right.
I'm excited for you.
Thanks.
I'm excited. I was excited when my daughter went to college. I'm excited for all kids that go off to college and they're learning new stuff.
Yep.
I think it's really neat. Mm-hmm. In fact, I teased my daughter. I said, well, that's a nice room you're going to get. Guess what? I'm moving in with you because I'm going to go back to school too. And she looked at me like, what?
No, please,
but,
no.
But when I was going through the orientation, I was telling the professor that was doing the orientation, I said, I'm ready to come back. I'm ready to go to school. This looks like a lot of fun, and it could be really interesting. And she said, anytime you want to be welcome, I'd welcome you to come in. And the thing is, they probably would because I'm older, and I would talk about other things than what they hear from some of the younger students.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. Good point.
You know. And they would probably use me a lot to prove whether right or wrong. But it just, there's something exciting about going to school.
Yeah.
Now, my son is going to graduate next year, and he's ready to just, but he's been going to summer school because he wants to get everything, you know.
Get done, get
yeah,
out, go.
Yeah. But he's ready. He's just ready to go on with his life after that. But
that's a good thing.
He's very motivated. My son is very focused. I mean, he's only focused. He focuses when he gets on something. He's focused like crazy, and that all comes from you did martial arts at one point.
Yep,
that all comes from being a martial artist. You get focused on things, and when he does something, he's going to do it. You know, there's no stopping. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. He had a lot of problems when he was younger with learning. He's overcome those tremendously.
Say, man, he's like, you wouldn't know it now.
No, not at all. Especially the fact that he's getting his last semester, he had 4 A's and 1 B.
That's great.
I said to him,
props,
what was wrong with the B? What'd you do wrong?
You're the schmuck.
I know. Hey, I'm sure that's what he was saying in his mind, too. But, you know, it's good to see young people going to school.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you're going. And I got to take a quick break for some commercials, and then we'll finish up talking a little bit about news. Marissa, come up with something else that you want to talk about.
All right.
Okay. And we'll be right back after this.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
Okay, we're back. This is Richard G. This is Dave Disney's hour, but I'm filling in for him. I'm here with my friend Bill Tucker, and we're also here with Marissa, who used to sit with me and then got mad at me or something and left. I don't know.
Yeah. I wouldn't get mad at you.
She used to hang out with me at some of my shows, and maybe you might be coming back.
Maybe.
That you know, first of all, if it takes away from your schooling, don't.
Oh, okay.
You know. That schooling is the most important. Anyway, Bill, we got about 4 minutes. You got any big headline news?
No, I don't have any big headline news, though. But, I was listening to the weather earlier, and I'm thinking, man, Thursday is high school graduation for Hunterdon Central.
Oh, that's right. It's graduation for...
And, you know, typically it's an outdoor graduation, and for like the last 7 or 8 years, they've done it in the stadium.
Yeah, because...
It's Stewart Field.
I think the last year that they used the tent...
Was
the year that my son graduated, and a storm came in.
And whipped that tent around like nobody's business.
People got very scared.
Yeah, well, yeah. I was in that tent. It was kind of scary. No, yeah. And so, but, no, it's interesting because the last time I looked at the weather forecast, it looked like it was going to rain. So anybody who's listening who's got a graduate this year maybe ought to be thinking there might be only two of you being able to attend the graduation. Well,
they move it plans. Into the field house, right?
They would, and every graduate would only get two tickets.
Yeah, you can't get there. So. Yeah, if it's at the football field, you can get as many as you want.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anybody wants to come. Yeah,
it's football field. You got a stadium there. You can fill it up. People can watch, but, you know, and it's been hot. If it's a really hot years, and, you know. But
under that
this year it looks like it's going to be kind of rainy.
Under that tent could be hot, too. Well, now, your daughter and my daughter graduated at the same time,
mm-hmm.
and that was under the tent.
That was under the tent.
Yeah. And then my son, I think my son, when he graduated, it was the last year they used the tent because of that storm.
Oh, man.
When you got poles that are about 12 inches wide.
Whipping around.
And the poles are moving like crazy. You're like, well, I don't know if we should be in here.
I know, man. That's a little unnerving. They got rained on. The kids got rained on, right? When they were coming out, they had to run.
Yeah.
You know, they got drenched.
Did you graduate in the tent?
No. We were outside on the football field. Oh, okay. In Central.
Yeah, because you're that much younger than my son.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You're like 23 or something, right?
Yeah, I'm 23.
Yeah, my son's 27. So, and your son, did he graduate at the same time or did he graduate a year before?
He graduated. I thought he was the last year. I think he graduated 2007, class of 2007.
Mine graduated 2008 because we held him back 1 year.
Okay, yeah. 2007 was a rough year, too. Because I remember sitting in that tent, and it was pouring rain like the great deluge, and water was coming underneath. And my dad, who was like 80 years old at the time, and it was, you know, and he was up from Arkansas, and he was like, "Guy, I think I probably came to New Jersey to die." This is like crazy. So, but they're calling for scattered showers, I think is what the weather forecast is. So
here, let me look real quick.
So they're going to have to make a decision Wednesday night. Superintendent Stefner and her decision making crowd are going to have to make a decision.
They're saying a 60% chance of showers likely. Now that can change.
That can change
because I'll tell you what. I kept watching all last week about Saturday and the outdoor show at the library. It started out 50, then it went to 20, then it went to. And we had no showers. It was nothing.
No.
Yeah, but so that could change. It might be. It might end up being a nice day.
Might end up being a very nice day. I hope so.
I do, too, because that's an important event in kids' lives and also with all the parents and stuff there.
Oh.
Man, if you only got two tickets.
It's complicated.
Yep. Oh, we got to get out of here.
Do
you? Yeah. Thanks, Marissa. You wasted all the time.
Used it all up.
We got to get out of here. Larry's probably standing outside waiting to get in. So I'll be back next week. Larry Cartwright's coming on, and I'll be back here at 3 o'clock.
There you go.
We're going to be talking about...
Don't go away.
We're going to be talking about blood donors. And there he is. He's coming in right now.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Joyce Mitchell, the woman accused of helping two killers escape from a New York prison, appeared in court today. She allegedly gave David Sweat and Richard Matt contraband, which they used to escape. She pleaded not guilty, but Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley says additional charges may be added.
It's potential that there'll be additional criminal charges involving Ms. Mitchell, but at this point in time, those issues are all still being investigated.
He also said the manhunt is costing about $1 million a day. Jeb Bush is set to launch his presidential campaign this afternoon. The former Florida governor is expected to downplay his surname and focus on his experience. He released a web video earlier.
So many people could do so much better if we fixed a few things. My core beliefs start with the premise that the most vulnerable in our society should be in the front of the line, not the back.
He will deliver his speech at Miami-Dade College. This is USA Headline News.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps,